it's about finding a way to be comfortable in those games. You know, you might not be getting the same chances you do early in the year, at least a number of them, but you have to be comfortable in those games. You know, Helly's played great, but I feel like as a team as well, we've been able to, you know, keep grinding, keep playing our system, and find a way to just manage the puck well throughout the whole game.
It wasn't a perfect game in terms of being mistake-free. There were some, but it seemed like a lot of guys made good recoveries.
Yeah, there are some great slides by some of our defensemen tonight on two-on-ones, and again, Helly made some huge saves. He's just so calm in there, and, you know, he turns chances that, you know, could end up being kind of a scramble or frantic into, you know, an easy save, a whistle, or a great rebound control to the corner where nothing comes of it. So he's been huge for us, and I think you said it right. I think we handled some of those more frantic situations with some poise tonight, and that's huge.
When did you start to notice the games change a little bit from Marine style?
I mean, I think it just sort of gradually changes a bit. After Christmas, a little bit, it turns up, and then definitely here since the bye week, I think you start to see the games, you know, counting down as opposed to counting up to that halfway mark, and we're past that point now. So definitely, you know, you look at the standings and you see how tight it is throughout the entire division, and how important points are, and it's definitely turned up, and I think we responded pretty well to being in some of these tight games, which I think is a big growth point for our team.
The fact that it is such a tight division, you know, do you think that that's been part of the reason? I mean, guys have kind of stuck to the system so well that there is so little.
Yeah, I think it's part of the maturation process of our team as well. You know, as we've grown as a group, and you know, we have great leadership, great coaching to put us in that direction. But I think, you know, even going back to maybe the start of the season or last year, being in those tight games, I don't know if we found a way to get comfortable in them. And now, I mean, I think we're able to play in those tight games, low scoring games, and you know, feel that we can win those. And also we have the ability to score goals and be in those sort of high scoring games as well. So I think that's a big growth point for our team.
Maturation that you talk about come with team defense as well. I mean, it's fourth shutout since December 3rd.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, obviously, Helly's been playing amazing, and we've had great goaltending. I think Mace has played great when he's been in there as well. Just hasn't had quite the run support, maybe. But, you know, I think that's part of the thing where, you know, we want to limit those chances against. I think tonight we probably gave up a few more chances that we would have liked, but guys made great plays, and it's sort of limiting that second and third opportunity, partially by Helly's great rebound control, and also by sort of not panicking in those situations. You know, a scrum happens or a chance against happens, and being able to just have some poise and sort it out, so to speak, and get playing the right way again.
The panic, you talk about not being panicky. How does that help when it's 6-on-4 with 1:30 left and in a one goal game?
Yeah, I mean, I thought, especially there with about 16 left, we had a great face-off win there, which is huge. But, yeah, we've talked a lot about 6-on-5, and a lot of the same rules apply 6-on-4 as well, staying tight to the net, and just sort of, you know, not giving up the seams especially, and taking care of the front of the net. So we had some good blocks and some good sticks in those situations. And, again, you have to have that poise if you want to win games in this league.
Thank you, Josh.
Yeah, thank you.